Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name's Tori. I grew up in a colonial house in South Jersey. It was built in, the oldest part was built in 1729. That was the kitchen part, and it has lots of history. Colonel Benjamin Home lived there, and it was during the Revolutionary War. It was, you know, ransacked and burned by the British. All of the furniture was taken up to General Howe's office in New York City. So lots of crazy things have happened there throughout the years. It was restored in the 30s by a man named Dr. Green, because it had been abandoned in the 1800s. So wildlife was literally walking through this big, beautiful house. So I got to grow up there. My parents moved there in the 80s. I don't know really anything about the people that my parents bought the house from, but it was always generally a very charming place to grow up. When I was little, I would play games with my friends and tell them that I would talk to the ghost of Benjamin Home every night before I went to sleep, and it was all in totally good fun. I never experienced anything weird or malicious. I would always get weird feelings there, or feel like something was watching me once in a while. But never anything too bad. But one day when I was 16 years old, I had been fighting with my little sister. We're 2 years apart. And we would fight so badly that my mom would lock us out of the house and have us hash it out so we wouldn't break any of the antiques in the house. It's kind of silly. So she and I got into a screeching match. And being a 16-year-old, it was very dramatic. And I was the most angry I can ever remember being in my whole life. And I lived in one of the attics of the house. We had three attics, and my attic had been what we think was a maid's room. So it was nice and open, and there were steps that led up to the attic and then an opening just up at the top of the stairs, no railing or anything like that. So it was just a nice open space, and I would keep my desk at the top of the steps. And after this fight, I stormed up to my room very dramatically, because the steps make lots of noise. All the wood creaks when you're in the house, when you're walking around. So I get up to my room and I sit down in my office chair, my desk chair, in a big old huff. And I'm just sitting there seething, looking at my computer. And I look over to the right of me over the opening above my staircase. And there's this black floating cloud just hovering there. Suddenly everything just went absolutely silent and my energy completely drained from me. This thing was so dense and it almost had these very, very, very soft tentacle-like feathers just emulating from it. Almost like they were reaching out to me, but not quite. It was just existing there. And it was just dense. It was translucent. And I could see the wall, the white wall behind it. But it was just so bizarre. And it caught me so off guard that I froze. And I stood there staring at it, sitting in my chair staring at it, and it just drifted into the wall, and the feeling went away. And in shock, I sat there for a second, and this was in the days of AOL Instant Messenger, so I immediately get on there with my friend who was into paranormal stuff. We talk about it all the time, and I thought it was really fascinating, and I told him exactly what happened, and he asked me if I happened to be in a bad mood or if I had been fighting with anybody prior to seeing this thing. And I said, yeah, I'm furious right now. I'm so pissed off. And he was like, I need you to just stay calm and go outside and take a walk for a couple of hours and then come back and everything should be okay. And so I did that and chilled out and was calm. And I came back and my room felt totally fine. And I checked in with him and he was like, yeah, you know, I did a little bit more research and it seems like things like that they're just things of energy and they are so drawn to teenage girls specifically and people that are upset and angry. So they're these things that just want to come feed on negative energy. And that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like this dense, heavy, angry thing that was pulling that from me. So ever since then, I've tried very hard to be a calm person and not get into big fights because honestly, I'm scared of ever seeing that thing again. I've never felt anything mean in my room before. It's a very soothing, calm place for me and I hope I never see something like that ever again. It's very bizarre. So thank you for letting me share this. It's a ghost story that I share with my friends pretty often and we're all like, oh my God, that's insane. But I wonder if anybody else has ever experienced this really. So thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.